Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
The race for the Eastern Conference requires speed.
Speed. I am speed.
But when you're out of gas, it can be tough to keep up with the herd.
Jackson lobbing to Giannis on the other side. Ajax to the freak.
It's the Bucks taking on the Pistons.
Watches one from way downtown. Damian Lillard.
Our Bucks Radio Network game day coverage begins tonight at 6:30. We are the home of the Bucks. WTMJ.
Vince Vitrano here to tell you about Built Right's Black November mattress deals. Their one location saves you time and money, and they make it easy to shop and easy to buy. I was just in to visit, saw Randy, Gail, Marty, Sarah, the whole team. Built Right beats any big box national or local chain store, department store, employee-free store, online retailer, or warehouse club because they have the guaranteed lowest prices. Built Right also has the best value, selection, and experienced team in Wisconsin. More than 60 models, 500 mattresses in stock. You choose from the best mattress brands. They're made in the USA, Heirloom, Gold Bond, Therapeutic, Restonic, and Schiffman. Built Right specializes in hard-to-find, flippable, two-sided, and heavy-duty mattresses that can hold up to 600 pounds. Plus, Built Right offers free delivery and removal on mattress-only purchases of $799 or more. Built Right always saves you money. Go in and make a deal. Shop Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sundays, they're closed to be with family. Tell him Vinny sent you to Built Right at 54th and Layton Avenue in Greenfield.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
That's more like it.
Three-pointer on the way. Brook Lopez couldn't hit. Porzingis with a rebound and the stick back. Count that, baby. The Bucks will take those points into the fourth quarter.
Yes, sir. And the Bucks take the win, beating the Raptors at Fiserv Forum 99-85.
Fresh off a resounding victory against Toronto, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers knows there's still plenty of work to be done. He can already visualize the ideal version of his squad.
What is the best version of this team from an on-court perspective?
Getting in transition on misses, you know, being a better rebounder. Team controlling the offensive glass, getting to the free throw line is a big thing. The one thing we have not done this year was gotten to the paint. When we drive the paint, not just Giannis, I mean, Giannis gets to the paint, but everyone else, we're a much better basketball team. Then the last thing is the team that defends the three.
At Fiserv Forum, Dylan Hunter Carter, WTMJ Sports.
So the Bucks start the in-season tournament group play with a win. That's why the floor looked different last night.
Now, Giannis, I found it hard to follow on TV.
Yeah, struggled with that blue a little
bit. Just a little bit. It's just too dark. The contrast there doesn't work.
23 points, 4 blocks for Giannis. Lillard, by the way, didn't play. Set out because of a concussion. He sounds like he might be back tonight against the Pistons. So here we go. Now it's time to feast. Let's go. Pistons in town tonight. Milwaukee and Detroit from Fiserv Forum. Right here on WTMJ Radio. Bucks shoot around at 6 o'clock.
College basketball, UWM in action tonight on the road to face Longwood University. That's in Virginia. Lancers made the NCAA tournament last year as a 16 seed. So good test for your Panthers. You can hear the game on 101.7 The Truth. 5:30 pregame. 6 o'clock tip tonight. And two stories from the world of golf.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
USGA, United States Golf Association, offering early ticket opportunities and a holiday offer to members for the U.S. Women's Open. That's coming to Erin Hills in Washington County May 26th through June 1st of next year. Tickets start at just $25 per day. Purchases of $100 or more will include a holiday ornament. I checked it out. It's very nice.
Ooh.
Look lovely on your tree.
Very nice.
Features the 2025 U.S.
Is
Women's
it a golf ball?
Logo. It has the Erin Hills logo in it.
All right.
It's lovely.
So I got that going for me. Nice.
Volunteer registration for the PGA Tour Champions Golf event in Madison this summer is now open. American Family Insurance Championship moves this year to Steve Stricker's home course, TPC Wisconsin.
Hey, I played your golf course, TPC Wisconsin.
Yeah. And how'd you do?
Too damn hard, man.
It is a hard course. Here's how it works, though. With these golf events, volunteers actually pay for the opportunity to volunteer. That is pretty standard across the golf world. So there is a fee when you register, but you also get a ton of perks, included parking for the tournament, clothes, meals, guest tickets, etc. Looking for about 1,000 volunteers. They come from all over the country to do it. People from as many as 16 states have volunteered for this event in years past. Interested parties should check the tournament website. The event comes right on the heels of that Women's Open. This one runs June 2nd through the 8th.
Get dressed, you're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
I've got to leave before I start to scream. For some love
6:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Talking this morning with our friend of the program and founder of Milwaukee with Kids, mkewithkids.com, Callie Herbst. Morning, Callie.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Hey, we wanted you to weigh in on something quick. Eric had this story yesterday in the news that a certain percentage, in fact, a majority of Thanksgiving dining guests say the sides are more critical than the turkey. In fact, they could do without the turkey.
Yeah, it was like 56% said they'll take the sides over the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Goes without saying.
Confirmed. Do you host at your home?
We are. We're hosting like 25 people this year.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Here we go.
Yeah. We've got like three different tables that we're going to set up. One's in the basement for the kids and then two upstairs. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Ah, the kids' table. In the basement, no less. They're running their own world down there. That's fantastic.
That's right.
We should talk more about that next time, but I wanted to get your thoughts on some of the Christmas events that are starting already. Country Christmas, that's the one out in Pewaukee, right?
Yeah, so it's out in Pewaukee. It's a beautiful 1 mile trail with like a million holiday lights. People know it well because if you drive by, you can't miss it. But there are some new things this year. So they're extending their illuminated walking nights. They start this weekend, so you can actually walk through the trail instead of drive through. And then there's also a family friendly bike night where you can kind of decorate your bikes and bike through. They've got wagon rides. There's also like other new activities, Bearville, where you can create a stuffed animal, Jingle Bell Junction, there's a Christmas train. So it looks like they've really expanded their offerings this year.
Kind of relatively new. This is in my neck of the woods there on the south side at where the ballpark is in Franklin. They had this giant, another one that you can't miss it because it's all illuminated, the Snow Globe Holiday Festival. When does that one start?
Yeah, so this starts November 22nd. Now, did you go last year? It was called Enchant Christmas.
That's what it was. No, I never made it out, but I know a lot of people who did, and they spent a long time there. Like, it's a come there, and there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, so last year it was called Enchant Christmas, and this year it's powered by Enchant, so I don't really understand the difference. I do understand that they're going to have a snow globe inspired light maze, which is I think what you kind of see from the road. It's all illuminated. There's an ice skating trail and, you know, Santa is there and live entertainment. It looks pretty epic. And people should definitely check it out.
My favorite is the, of all the movies is of course the, Christmas Vacation. So anything that has to do with Chevy Chase or the Griswolds this holiday season is a must go to for me. What do we got going on here?
Right. So I was excited to see there's a new Christmas tree farm. You know, if people are looking for a new place to get a fresh, locally grown Christmas tree, there's something called the Griswold Family Christmas Tree, and it's at Oak Brewing in West Dallas. So it's actually at a brewery. It's kind of a pop-up thing is how I understand
it.
It'll start Black Friday. They'll also have holiday markets with local vendors and cozy drinks. It's dog-friendly. But you're right. The name is really what caught me. I'm like, oh, I love that movie. This place has got to be cool, right?
We should do that as well. Like, do you put together a list of family friendly holiday movies for the kids?
Which ones are appropriate?
Absolutely. You know, we definitely have a list on our website. And actually, I did put together a G-rated list for families with like younger kids.
Okay.
I was so surprised we put on Home Alone one year. You know, the kids were really little. And I didn't remember it in the same way. Like, there were all these inappropriate things.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, not to be, you know, over strict or anything, but it was like too much. So I put together some G-rated ones.
Awesome. We'll get into that next time. Kelly
Herbst. Popped on Bad Santa on accident.
No, you did not. That is not on any of Kelly's lists. That's on the do not watch list. Kelly Herbst, founder with Milwaukee with Kids. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that is not. But she makes a good point. Not just the holiday films, but like any of the stuff that you remember from when you were kids, and then you go back and watch, and like, ooh, a little early for this.
Yeah, and sometimes they reveal things that you don't necessarily want these movies to start revealing.
Oh, that's
if
true.
You know what
also,
I mean.
Also, yes.